Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Here we are again. It's May Day after. Nothing happened too much yesterday except the standard. Nothing lunatics, fringe, or things that we can't talk about, the average. This is Watcher Ruth, and this is my program Here, There, and Everywhere, where we explore the lunatic fringe, the things that people usually don't want to talk about but should and absolutely need to know about. Here we are in the end days, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking by their own lusts, saying, where's the promise of his coming, since the fathers fell asleep? All these things continue since the beginning of creation. Yes, indeed. But the promise of the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. The elements will melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless. Hallelujah. Good words of wisdom there. Very good words of wisdom, but what does it also say? Have you not read? If we say that we have fellowship with him and we yet walk in darkness, do we not lie and not tell the truth? Because he saith who walks in light, who hateth his brother is truly in the darkness even until now. Hating his brother. We cannot allow the discord and the darts of Satan, which this is what they are, darts of Satan. What does the word say about fighting in the final days, in the darkness? That you must put on the full armor of God, right? Because we're not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against principalities without bodies, the evil rulers of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule this world, and against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks, and when it is all over, you will still be standing up. But to do this, you will need to be strong. Put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. Wear shoes that are able to speed you along as you preach the good news of peace with God. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. You will need the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then a caveat to that, family, pray all the time. Ask God for anything in line. In line, not amiss. Don't ask amiss. With the Holy Spirit's wishes, plead with him, reminding him of your needs. And keep praying earnestly for all Christians everywhere. Pray for me too. Reminding him of your needs. Father God, I would like you to take your ear today, right now, for everyone listening to this word that comes from your great letter of love, and those indeed that listen into the archive, that you would just allow me to remind you of the promises that you made. That if we follow your word with a contrite heart, if we lean on your understanding and not our own understanding, if we turn from other gods, if we walk with you, even in our vestures of sin, which we know we've all fallen short of the grace of God, because only one man did not fall, and that was you, Father and Son. Thank you. You know, there's a lot of prophecies and prophets and false prophets in the final days. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that there's times to weep, times to tremble, times to cry, times to encourage each other, times to encourage yourself in the Lord. It also says there's times to fight, time to fight for the Lord, fighting for Him. Fighting for Him in a way that is difficult sometimes, very difficult sometimes, but you must. In the book of Proverbs 27:17, it says, if you love your friend, don't be foolish and tell him not the truth, watchman on the wall. Because if you do not warn the sinner of his wicked ways, when he sins, that wicked man will die in his sin. But at your expense, because I'm going to hold you accountable for it. Because you did not warn the wicked from his wicked ways. So he indeed did die in his sin. Did you know that, family? Did you also know that you can't go along to get along? You can't do it. You have to tell the truth to your friends and family. And here we go, right along to Mother's Day here, and we're going to have a perfect opportunity when we go alongside our families to just plant a seed. Defend the Word of God, fight for Him, be encouraged in the Lord, but do go along and spread it, realizing that we are not fighting against blood on earth, but principalities. For we are to truly be happy by loving each other and agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, working together with one heart and mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't live to make good impressions on others. Be humble, thinking of others better than you are. Don't just think about your own affairs, but be interested in others too. Be interested in what they are doing. Your attitude should be the kind that was shown by to us by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but laid down and aside from his mighty glory and power, taking on the vesture of this carbon body, taking a disguise on as a slave, and becoming but yet a man. He humbled himself even further, going so far as actually to die a criminal's death on the cross. Yet it was because of this that God raised him up to the heights of heaven and gave him a name which is above every name. Every name. That the name of Jesus, every Christ, every name, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under earth. Under earth. Wow. So there you go. We're in a time to weep, a time to tremble, a time to fight, a time to encourage each other, and a time to encourage ourselves in the Word of God. Waiting for that dreadful day, 2 Peter 3:9. But not going along to get along. Speaking the truth, sound doctrine. Blood cost doctrine, the truth. This is Watcher Ruth. I would invite anyone who would like to call in and talk about the Word of God with me. Give me a call. My guest call in line, my number is 1-347-945-5170. Another parable put he forth unto him, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed a good seed in his field, but while a man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went along his way. But when the plague sprung up and brought forth fruit and then appeared, the tares also. So the servants of the householder came in and said to him, sir, who didst sow the good seed in thou field? And whence then, how did we have tares in it? And he said to them, Satan did that. Satan sowed the tares. Wasn't me. The disciples stood around and said, should we go and tear those tares out right now? And he said, no. Because if you do, we'll root up the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest, until the time of the harvest. And then, verse 30, Matthew 13, verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and then bind them in bundles and burn them, and then gather my wheat into the barn. And there were two grinding at the mill, and one was taken, and one was left. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Prophetic messages foreshadowing the truth. Foreshadowing of God Almighty, the Father, being willing to sacrifice his Father. Prophetic messages. Do we have eyes to hear? Or eyes to see and ears to hear? I've been forgetting. Just read out of the Quran. Because we're in the final days. We're in the fig tree generation. And we need to beware of those who follow Allah and the Quran who are among us. Because if they follow the Quran and Allah, they are commanded, according to the Quran 8:12, I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Therefore, strike off their heads and strike off every fingertip of them. There you go. Peaceful, loving religion of the Muslims, their baby. That's why we need to know, family, we're the fig tree generation. In Isaiah 13, 3, 4, and 5, it says, call the saints to battle, a great multitude from heaven and earth. I've commanded my sanctified ones. I have called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. Yes, indeed. The noise of a battle is in the mountain, like a great people. A tumultuous noise of kingdoms, of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustereth up the host of the battle. They come from afar. Every country from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Are you ready? Did you know there's going to be worldwide destruction and worldwide economic collapse? Are you ready? For 2 Peter 3:9, the dreadful day, are you going along to get along? Step up. Saints, be leaders. You're leaders. You're not followers. You don't follow anyone. Only one, Jesus Christ, the Creator that breathed the breath of life into you. You are not a cloud without water. You're full of the living water of Jesus Christ that comes out of you every day in everything you do and say. Hallelujah. Boy, that was a good one, wasn't it? Didn't even intend to do that. All right, worldwide destruction, and I will punish the world for their evil and their wickedness and their iniquity, Isaiah 13:11. But they will be glorified, the saints. Isaiah 13:12, the glorification of the saints. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, 12. And then he says he's going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will shake the heavens and the earth and remove her out of her place. For the windows from high are open and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is moved exceedingly in that great day. In the day of the Lord, hallelujah, the moon will be confounded and the sun will be ashamed. The sun will be completely darkened like sackcloth. On the day the Lord returns, it will shine like it's 7 days in 1 hour. But the destruction of the wicked will be just like I read. They will be gathered up first and burned. But until then, what are we to do? What are you going to do on Mother's Day? When you get together with your family and you have the ability to plant a seed with them in love, step up. Don't let them just go down without having a fight. Because the Lord's coming with fire. Remember, he said it in the scripture. This time it's coming with fire. Isaiah 65:17 says, for behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. There's going to be a worldwide judgment. For by fire his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh. Every man, every eye will see, every knee will bow. And all of those who were or will be, will stand before and be judged. But only the righteous will remain. That's right. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, Zechariah 14:1. And he says in Zechariah 4, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. And he will come with all his saints. Zechariah 14:6, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear, not dark. But also, remember, those tears. Remember? Well, Zechariah 14:21 says, in that day shall no more be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord. Ever again. Then when the second coming of the Lord happens, he comes. He comes with clouds. Because Daniel told us exactly how he returns. In Daniel 7:13, it says, the second coming of the Lord with his host. I saw in a night vision, and I did behold. I did behold. Like one, the Son of Man, who came with the clouds of heaven, with the dominion, which is an everlasting dominion, which shall never pass away, and his kingdom shall never be destroyed. The kingdom will be inhabited by the saints in the kingdom forever and ever and ever. Amen. And the tares, but the judgment shall sit and they shall be taken away, his dominion to consume and be destroyed unto the end. Daniel 7:26. So in the day of darkness, when it comes, be able to stand up tall and know you did everything to save those people that you love. Try not to argue with them about it. Just trying to plant a seed. Fishermen allow the fish to get a good grip on the hook before they pull them in. You need to be gentle spirit when you're trying to teach your family. I know how hard it is. Gosh, I know how hard it is. But it's going to happen. The earth shall quake down before them. The earth, the heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. The stars shall withdraw from their shining. It's going to be a drastic day. Worldwide destruction. Wickedness will be destroyed in the presence of the just. That is what the word says in the day of the Lord. So, saints, encourage each other. Encourage yourself. Realize that it's time to weep. It's time to tremble. It's time to fight. It's not time to go along to get along. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord comes, for it is nigh at hand. It's going to be a worldwide event. Everyone will know. Yes. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. Matthew 13:49. They're our family, too. We're supposed to love on to them. On that day when the Son of Man returns, the day Jesus returns, Matthew 16:27 says, for the Son of Man shall come in his glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Faith alone is like a cymbal or a gong sitting on a shelf. No one can hear it until someone picks it up and makes a sound. Works, faith without works, a sound. Can't hear. And the day that the sun and the moon are darkened, invisible return of Jesus Christ, the trumpet sounds. Yes, are we going to be ready when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him? When he sits upon his throne of glory? Because it's going to happen. the separating of the believers from the non-believers is going to happen, because in Matthew 25:32 it says, before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. The wicked will be removed. Boy, I don't know. It's going to happen. We're going to save those that we love, or just get along, go along to get along. Excuse me. The book of Ecclesiastes says it's time to weep, it's time to tremble, and it's time to fight. It's time to encourage each other and encourage yourself in the Lord. The destruction of the Antichrist will be at hand. There will be a shaking of the heaven and the earth. And we will be together with the Lord. But remember that you shall not be deceived by word from letter that's written by us. I didn't write that letter, and I didn't say that about our gathering together is at hand. Because these two things have to happen, the great falling away and the revealing of the man, the son of perdition. And we will see it. Don't let anyone deceive you. I will not argue. Certainly it's your choice. Be ready. What does the Word of God say? Put on the full armor of God so you can fight off the slings and arrows and fiery darts of Satan. Because he knows it's his last stand. And God told you when Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Evil, in the Garden of Eden, you know, that was going to be the test, the same one. Are you going to resist? When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, did they fall through the clouds, through the air, and come crashing down to earth with a thud? Of course not, because their fall was spiritual, not physical. Then why should we think that our own rise would be physical and not spiritual? There should be two in the field, one should be taken, one should be left. Two women shall be grinding in the mill. One shall be taken. One shall be left. What happens to the ones that are left? The apostles wanted to know, Luke 17:37. Where, Lord? Where do they go? And his answer was, wheresoever the body is, thither will be the eagles. Be gathered together. Wherever the carcass is, there will be eagles there gathered together. In both scriptures, the word body and carcass mean the same thing, a dead body or a corpse. Luke uses the medical term and Matthew uses it the same. The vultures and the body will be left. So, wow. A lot of information today, family. Thanks for listening. Remember, treat your family with love and respect. Try to just plant a seed on Mother's Day. This is my Mother's Day talk. Hard to try to teach those that are defiant, rebellious. But we love them. I hope to come to you again tomorrow. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to the Word of Truth and this nonsense from Watcher Ruth and my lunatic insanity. God bless you all. I hope to talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.